DMLFM.
Good afternoon and welcome to DMLFM. This is the Outer Mission Show with Ian.
And Ellis, how are you doing?
I'm not too bad, mate. How are you?
Yeah, pretty good. Pretty tired.
We're here today and we're going to discuss quite a lot of things about the genre of indie music. From new music to personal favourites to stuff that's going off in the area over the next week or so. But first, we've got a little thing that we want you to get involved with this week. If you can tweet us at DemonFM, we're asking you what your favourite midnight snack is. So at DemonFM, hashtag OuterMission, let us know and we'll be getting back to you with the best ones throughout the show. First of all, here's the song that nobody could get out of their head over the summer because it was played everywhere. It's George Ezra with Shotgun. So you eagle-eyed viewers out there, or eagle-eared viewers, listeners out there, will realise that definitely wasn't George Ezra. That was a lovely song by an artist from Milwaukee called Rainer, and that was Matinee. This is a song that's completely new to both me and Ellis. Never heard it.
Nope. Can't say I have.
Our friend Emil suggested it, and we played it. And we both quite like it, really, don't we?
It's a lovely song.
It's a bit of like one of those that you can just imagine sat down with a nice glass of Kool-Aid.
Yeah, very radio ready, very pop.
It's very
Monday morning vibes.
Like chilling indie music.
Yep.
Now, for myself, when it comes to indie music, that isn't what I describe it as. I expect like the jangly guitars, the nice bass and a drum kit with some nice British guys singing over the top of it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the thing, I suppose. The term indie music is like disgustingly subjective. So
yeah,
you know, everyone's idea is completely different.
Yeah, like we were discussing this earlier. Your idea is a lot more like the chilled out.
Yeah,
like,
well, I don't know. For me, the idea is when I hear the word indie, I just think of Pulp. Like they are like around that ballpark for me.
Yeah,
but that's what I mean. Like it's whatever you listen to.
Yeah,
yeah.
Like you showed me some stuff earlier that's like more ambient sort of.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, like the subgenres as well. You know, like it's such a wide thing. I mean, the term itself just means independent music, which came from when people were
ages ago, like decades ago.
Yeah, just when people were like putting stuff out themselves. You know, that's like,
yeah. Ed Sheeran is a brilliant example. Now he's not so indie, but his first album would be determined indie, and everything he released before. Plus, because he did that all himself. He sold it out of backpacks, he did.
Yeah,
XYZ.
I suppose you're right. Yeah, I agree with that.
And stuff like, just generally bands that are doing stuff off their own back, the DIY sort of feel to music.
Yeah.
So when you put it into perspective of independent music is stuff that isn't released by a label and done by people or released by independent labels per se. So you could even say like way back when, that Green Day's original stuff, before they signed over to any label, that could be classed as independent, but that would be more like indie punk.
Yeah, I suppose so. But I feel like to me, obviously, my idea is slightly different to that. Like, it's more about the actual style of the music rather than where it came from sort of thing. But that's what I'm saying. Like, I suppose it is like completely, it's like everybody's got their own idea of it. Sort of thing.
Yeah, yeah, I agree with that. We both have like a very similar taste in music when it comes to the indie side of stuff.
Yeah, yeah, definitely, definitely.
But like just seeing stuff that's new that you're into that I'm into that just broadens horizons is probably the best thing about indie music today,
yeah.
I think.
Well,
it's such a wide genre.
It's a big genre, you know, like, and especially in recent events like pop and indie have like merged, you know.
Yeah,
it's like the evolution of music. I suppose you don't really know.
Whereas what, like 10 years ago, like all indie music was like
guitars,
the Wombats, like Razor Light,
Strokes.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Franz Ferdinand.
Oh yeah,
like
classic,
the one album wonder.
Yeah, old
and stuff like that. Just that to me is like where I see indie music back in like the mid noughties, late noughties.
To me, that's like old school indie. Mm. But then obviously you go back to like The Smiths, The Cure, you know, Joy Division.
That's all classed as indie now.
Yeah, 80s indie bands, you know, like.
And everyone still like relishes the music. Like you can go on nights out and you go to an indie floor or an indie bar or whatever.
Yeah.
And you hear like all these old tunes, you'll always hear this charming man.
This Charming Man.
That's the one.
Always
nearly got it wrong.
Sonic Club.
That one. Stuff and like the Jets as well.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, just old school like indie bangers.
Yeah.
That everyone loves, everyone gets dancing to.
For me, as long as it slaps, as long as it bangs,
it slaps.
It's probably, you know.
It's probably there.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, right. When it comes to music itself, how do you perceive the indie genre? Like, in its entirety. Do you see it now? Maybe it's progression would be a better way to put it. Where do you see it going?
You know what? That's the crazy thing about the music. Like, you never know when the next thing's going to come from. Like, a band just brings out something completely new, and then bands around that, you know, their friends, you know, they've got like a subculture,
yeah,
and then that just sort of spreads, and then people catch on. It's like, so I don't think I could ever know where the music's going to go. Like, I've got no idea. Well, what makes it so exciting,
yeah.
I think.
Well, I mean, you look back to what was it, 2004, 2005, when Whatever People Say I Am, That Is What I'm Not came out.
Yeah, like dry guitars.
Was it 2004, 2005?
Somewhere around,
yeah,
there.
Yeah, somewhere around that point.
Sure. But then
that
you've
was
got...
just, that just was it, it. That was the new breed of indie that came through for like the next 10 years.
Yeah, like dry guitars, you know, like everything. The mixes were super dry, you know. And then loads of bands around that, you know, they all sort of...
Fed off it.
Yeah, yeah.
So now you've got bands that use a lot more of like ambient noises, a lot more reverbs, a lot more... expression in their music.
Yeah, it's like experimentation, you know, parts of psychedelia, you know, people, pop music, you know, even hip-hop, you know, just any, like, people have started merging stuff together, and it's amazing, really.
And it's stuff like that really, like, is the most interesting part about music. You never know where it's going to go.
And then it can come from other sides of the world, like, you know, like, obviously, when the Beatles went over to, like, when, obviously, all of the music from America came over to Britain... You know, then all the British bands, you know, in the 60s, 70s sort of thing, all the British bands started feeding off that American rock and roll sort of thing. And then, you know, that sparks like...
It just sparks a new generation of
music. Yeah, it does. And that's what's great
like,
about
bands coming off the back of stuff like the Arctic Monkeys, it literally split, in my opinion. It split, like you say, into that psychedelia, that more like old school hip-hoppy, like really like big sounding drums, like almost like masses of reverb on an 808.
And I think the great thing... Oh, yeah, this is what I think about indie is where it might go is obviously now we've got a lot more technology. We've got a lot more means to maybe not so much create new things, but take tones and just vibes basically from other bands, other generations. And, you know, you can mix that together and that ends up creating like a completely new spectrum sort of thing.
Yeah, I completely agree. When you've got stuff like... so you, like we said, the psychedelia, but then you go to the other end of the spectrum, it's almost become a lot more political.
Yeah.
Indie music has become a lot more political. A lot more bands are speaking out about
what's
happening. I completely
agree with that. You know,
in politics are doing...
Yeah, I mean, the 1975 new track, that's insanely political. Insanely.
Yeah, like, it's just stuff like you hear... I'm trying to think. Like the band we've got coming up later, The Blinders, a lot of their stuff is political.
Yeah, you know them personally, don't you?
Yeah, well, we'll get onto that in a little while.
Right.
But you still have that classic love song sort of style
that
goes on in music through every genre, which in indie epitomizes as well. So bands like, man, the Blossoms are in that sort of perspective. Catfish and the Bottlemen hit that as well.
Yeah,
well, they sing a lot about like love and.
Yeah,
like
whether it's like
friendships and stuff.
Melancholic or, you know, actually happy sort of thing. You know, it's a great topic to write about, isn't it? It's like interesting. Not many people really understand it, do they?
So. It's one of those that we could talk about forever and ever, but I don't really think we've got time to.
No, let's
now,
get on to the next
track. We're going to try this one again. This is, I really hope it is.
Fingers
crossed. This is the song that everyone heard all summer, and I'm sure we'll see... Our tech producers dancing around the whole studio for the full like 3 minutes to this absolute banger of a summer tune. This is George Ezra. Demon
FM. Hello. So we're back and we're going to be discussing some of the gigs that are coming up around Leicester, keeping you updated. So do you want to
Well, I think first the best thing we can talk about is just gigs in general.
Yeah.
How brilliant gigs are. Yeah. Like, just going to see maybe not your favourite band or band you've never seen before. Going to see someone just live and have that electricity.
Yeah, like,
and have that feel
you
of
can
music.
Feel, you know when you see a band live, whereas record, I love listening to record music, but seeing it live, you really connect to the whole, you can, you, I don't know, you get the whole idea of what they're trying to, like, perceive, really.
You do get a lot more of a feel for the music itself. Like, I always find myself really stupidly, if I go to a gig that I'm really, like, connected to, I feel like I'm about to cry halfway through the set, and then you don't. But you just have that, like, amazing feel in your body that's just like, this is, like, fantastic.
So what would you say one of your favourite gigs you've ever been to is?
I've been to a fair few in the last few years that I remember. My first, I'll get onto my first gig. I think that's quite a cool one. You can see where people's music taste goes from their first gig ever.
Yeah.
The best ones I've been to recently, I was a Catfish and the Bottlemen in London, Victoria Park, over the summer. That had, like, Blossoms, Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes, The Neighbourhood, the Amazons. Mate, that was a stacked gig. That was brilliant.
Great lineup then.
Yeah, but it was like 50,000-60,000 people, like, crushing though.
Big.
So it was like huge, but it was like painful. Like, I had to dip out of, like, the middle during Catfish.
Yeah.
Halfway through because it was just like
dehydrated,
people falling
over.
Make
sure you drink water, kids.
Yeah, water is like the best thing for gigs. We did Slam Dunk this year, just gone. I'm quite a pop punk kid.
Oh, right, okay.
A lot of my friends know.
That's on the other side of the spectrum for me.
That was brilliant. Lots of, like, white boy, pointy, shouty bands.
Nice.
Like, Knuckle Puck.
That's what I like to
Asteroid
see.
Asteroid Boys was there. That was fun. That was great fun. But by far the best has to be Slam Dunk 2017. Yeah. I had never seen half the bands. I actually went to see bands like The Bronx, like Turnover, Citizen, anyone like that. I'd never seen them before.
Okay, and it got you into them, did it?
Yeah, completely. Like, Citizen's like always like the first song on my daily mix on Spotify nowadays.
Oh man, yeah.
Like, I listen to them that much now. And that day really set up a lot of what I listen to now, like a year and a half later nearly.
Yeah, it's it's quite subconscious, isn't it?
Yeah, like, the best bit about that day was just Enter Shikari headlining. That was absolutely nuts. Like, never seen them before. They played all of the first album, which I love anyway. And it was just fantastic. Like, loads of people. Yeah, we were all in mosh pits. Yeah, it was all sweaty and people were hitting each other.
That's, you know, you're enjoying it. You know,
that's music. Like, to me, that's music. People dancing around, people, like, pits, people singing along, shouting, whatever.
No, yeah, just people just getting into
connecting.
It. You know, connecting.
And that's how music is. Like, I was again, like, right in the middle of their set, nearly about to go out the middle. And they stopped halfway through to play song called Adieu, which is right in the middle of the album, but it wasn't too long after the Manchester bombings, so he stopped and played Half the World Away by Oasis.
Yeah,
and I think, like, that really set up the feel for, like, the next half of their set. Like, fantastic.
Yeah,
I can't get over it.
No, like, that's a great thing with music. You can, you know, it does bring people together, right? Especially after, like, catastrophic events such as that. You know,
Yeah, I get you on that. That's it's probably one of the hardest things to see in music is people hurt.
Yeah.
But they're always there for the right reason. They're always there for the music, and it's brilliant.
A lot of the time, the reason why people get into music is they relate to it so much, you know.
Yeah.
And I don't know, in a sense, it makes them feel sort of like, not so much like alone sort of thing. Mm. It's like other people feel the same things as they do. And that, you know, it connects people, you know, it's cool.
Yeah. So for you, what is, like, the best few gigs that you've been to recently?
I could think of maybe the top two. Top one first was Angel Wilson. I think I saw her in Nottingham, like, last year. She started off just doing this, like, lo-fi acoustic stuff, and she's the most amazing voice I've ever heard. It's like just crazy. It's like, you know, and
it's just something special.
Yeah, man, it's great. And the music as well. It's not just her voice, like the music, the lyrics. It's like, you really paints a picture for me. So seeing that live, you know, I've always been a massive, massive fan of hers, and just seeing that was just like, it just connected nicely for me.
She just made you feel
special. Yeah, because it was everything I expected it to be, which is sometimes it could be good, sometimes it could be bad. But for me, that's what I wanted, and that was great.
Yeah.
I saw Tame Impala in London, and that was insane. Like, they made the show amazing. You know, the sound was incredible.
Yeah.
You know, and they played amazingly, and, you know, they proper went for it as well. They got, like, confetti and everything. Right, the last
nice.
Song, confetti, the whole thing. And it was just like, you know, you
felt like you really connected with that.
Yeah,
that
man,
moment.
Like, you couldn't not enjoy it. Like, no. I've loved them since I was a very young boy.
Yeah. So, I think one of the really big thing at the minute is trying to keep people's local music scene alive.
Yeah.
Because we can all see it. Obviously, people want to go and see the big artists. People want to go to these big arenas and see. I don't know, like Arctic Monkeys, you want to go and see Enter Shikari per se. We want to go and see these big people. But we also, I think what people lack is going to their local venue.
Yeah.
And I think that's what the hardest part is about new upcoming music.
Yeah, I mean,
is unless you're like super like tight in a studio, you're not going to get much recognition, and there's not much many people out there going to live events, and then that word of mouth going out.
Yeah, I mean it does help, like, people come to shows and that. I mean, there are people that are into music. Like, I've met loads of like people that are like keen gig goers, and they love it. But yeah, like, I mean, I don't know. I just feel like it's something you should do. I feel like everyone should have a go at like going to shows and stuff, because you know you won't know how
literally,
much you're going to enjoy
it. Even if it's just like turning up at a venue on a random Friday or Saturday night at six, you tend to guess around six, half six.
Yeah, I mean, like, for
maybe seven.
Yeah,
and if it's like £2 or £3, it's worth it. Like, it's at the end of the day, it's a Tesco meal deal that you're
going
to pay.
Yeah,
you're going to enjoy that meal deal for 20 minutes.
Yeah,
but like a gig. These gigs go on for like 2-3 hours sometimes,
yeah,
and they're just absolutely insane. You might not like the music, but oh well, that £2 or £3 could be going, like, will be going to the band and to help them.
Yeah.
And I think the best thing I've ever seen is a friend of mine, Tim Baker, put a photo out on his Instagram or his Facebook that was like how to support bands, like with money and without. Like, with money, it's all like buy their albums, buy their merch, like,
yeah,
pay to go and see them.
For me, I mean, it's an uncommon opinion. Like, I don't know. Like, I do think like people should go to gigs and stuff, but you shouldn't force yourself to go. You know, you should promote it and have like make sure people understand it and like listen to it and have a chance. But like, you know, if you don't enjoy it, you don't enjoy it. But I mean, like, you should always give yourself a chance.
Yeah,
you should always give yourself a chance. Like,
I think the most poignant thing as well was the best way to support bands, even if you're skint like myself, like we're all students here, like, the best thing you can do, like, without spending money, is to share their music online. Like, tell your friends about them. If you've heard a really cool song, like, that's just randomly popped up on your Spotify, tell your friends. Tell your other half, tell your mum, your dad, your dog, your cat, your hamster, anyone, just tell them, like, listen to this band. Like, I found it was really cool. You might like it.
Yeah, like, I automatically do, I don't know, obviously you're a musician, aren't you? You know, we're automatically surrounded in that sort of culture anyway.
The culture
anyway,
of, like, oh, this band's really cool.
Yeah,
like, I saw them last week.
It comes naturally for us to be like, oh, check this band, it's amazing, because, like, we want other people, you know, people want other people to hear it and feel what they sort of felt in that. So yeah, I mean, like, you know, well, should we have a look at what shows?
Yeah, man, like, there's loads on. Like, I think the thing that people don't realize is there's, like, I didn't realize until recently that I only lived down the road from the musician.
Okay.
Like, literally, apparently I can see it from like the front door of my flat, and
yeah,
I didn't even know.
I haven't been to that place in a long while, which is not good.
Yeah, it's like, but there's so many venues in town that you can go to. There's so many. Obviously, there's the Academy, there's, like, the Cookie, there's the Shed, there's the Musician.
There's some good venues in Leicester, you know, like, yeah, like, great.
Yeah, so, like, so for anyone that's actually looking at anything to do this week, your best bet is to go and see some live music. Like, we've got Seamus Fogarty at the Cookie tonight, the Luke Doherty Band is on at the Musician tomorrow, Jesse J's at De Montfort Hall on Thursday. The Beths are on at Duffy's. Steve Tilston is on at the Musician on Thursday as well. If you roll into a bit of ska and a bit of like the old Checkerboard Vans, you'll see me in Dancing Around to Less Than Jake and Real Big Fish on Thursday at the O2 Academy. There's the Larkins at the Shed on Friday. How on earth would you pronounce that?
I'm not going to try.
Sewer, sour? They're at the Cookie on Friday. Catfisher at the Musician. Chasing Dragons are in Stamford. That's a little bit more of a venture out, but sometimes it's worth it.
Sometimes.
Dave the Mooner at the Shed on Friday. I'm assuming supporting the Larkins.
I really didn't realise this many shows go on.
Yeah, man. Like, it's ridiculous, isn't it? Yeah. You don't realise how much is going off in the area until you like, properly look at this. And we're just looking, like, literally, we just Googled gigs in Leicester and we found so many. Like, Sultans of Ping, oh, so good. They're at Dryden Street on Saturday. Jimster at the Cookie. Aziz Ibrahim and Inda Goldfinger are at the Soundhouse. I've never heard of them, but that sounds interesting.
Yes, Dryden Street's a great venue. You know, some of my favourite bands are playing this month, actually. Lust, Hines are playing.
Yeah.
Great bands, amazing bands. Lust are from Leicester and Hines are from Spain. I'm not sure whereabouts in Spain. But they're garagey stuff and it's great, really good music.
I think the best piece of advice we can give anyone that's looking at wanting to see music live, that's wanting to do anything at all, even if you're a loose end on a Tuesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Wednesday, Sunday, Monday, any day of the week, just Google something. Google gigs in Leicester. If you're a music person, just Google it, have a look. You'll be able to get tickets online. You'll be able to get tickets on the door everywhere.
Yeah, I mean, like a lot of gigs. You can. There's free shows going on all the time.
Free shows are so common nowadays.
I'm always sat at home saying I'm bored. Just sitting there, I'm bored. Like. You know, why not? This has been an awakening moment for me.
How painful is it to walk 10 minutes into town and just go, I'm going to go here tonight and see if there's a gig? And it's brilliant. You can't knock it. Sometimes you find your favourite bands at these places.
Definitely. I mean, I've found some of my favourite bands from just turning up at shows.
And you make great friends.
Yes.
If you meet a friend in a pit, You've made a friend for life.
You know, sometimes you look at a person, you just have an understanding of each other. You were both just shouting the lyrics of your favourite band and you look at each other and you're just like, yes.
Loving life.
Yes.
Right, on the back of that, we're going to play another track because we've been talking for a long time now.
Yes, we have.
This one is a personal favourite of mine. I think it is. Yes, it is. It is a personal favourite of mine. It's an absolute banger, and it's by The Wombats. It's called Kill the Director. Okay, that was The Wombats with Kill the Director, an absolute tune in my opinion. Now, we've actually had quite a lot of response from our tweets today. Tom Carnell, I hate you. get better soon, mate, because he's absolutely dying at the minute. He's done his ear in. He's not allowed to be around live music for 2 weeks, even though he's a promoter.
I hope you have a fast recovery.
Yeah, man. He says, can I get an R? Yeah. Now, this is a little bit of funny from an event that he runs. He always seems to run up on stage and go, can I get an R? Yeah. And then everyone goes, oh, yeah. So if everyone in here could do this, right now, you ready?
Can't believe I'm doing this.
I want all of you in here to do this. And can I get an R? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
That was weak.
That's what you're
getting. That was weak. Okay. So the serious ones now about your favourite midnight snack. Tom says he loves to eat Tesco's onion rings, crisps as a midnight snack. Fully agree.
Nice. I've seen a great killer one myself, and I think she's got it spot on. Bueno and veggie fish fingers. And
that's amazing.
You know, for the veggie people out there, I think they can all agree on that.
Yeah, man. We've got onion rings. I'm assuming these are onion rings that you put in the oven, hot onion rings.
Yeah.
Or kettle chips, which I agree, that's just crisps in general.
Oh, I don't really like onion rings, though, because, you know, when you open them up...
And they all clump together.
That,
yeah.
We've
got a chocolate fudge cake mentioned here as well. So, what's your favourite midnight snack when it comes to it?
I've actually thought long and hard about this. And, I like to have a side of... cheese strings.
Okay, I can
one
get
or
with
two.
This.
I just don't know the plural way to say it.
Cheese strings.
Cheese string. A side of cheese string. And then I have soggy toast. And before you knock it, try it. Okay, so put it in the toaster first, and then
put the butter on. Lather it in the microwave for a minute.
Yeah, and it's like
it's
hot,
burning hot
toast.
Hot like
toast. Because who wants cold toast? I don't want cold toast.
No. I know. My other half likes cold toast, and it's just a bit wrong. I like apple and Nutella. So you chop up an apple, like dunk it in a tub of Nutella, munch down on that stuff.
Chucky
man,
apple.
That's so good.
Healthy and also not healthy
at the same time. So it balances out.
Yeah, you could live off that. You know, they say that.
Do they?
Yeah, they say that.
I've never heard this. Right. No, okay.
They don't really say that.
Moving swiftly on.
I'm talking rubbish.
This is a segment that we're going to be doing every week or every 2 weeks because that's when our shows are. And this is our presenter track. So this is Ellis's turn this week. Ellis is choosing the track. Just talk us through it, mate. Why have you chosen this track?
Well, it's been one of those songs for me where you just listen constantly. For the past 3 months. I think I've played it pretty much every day, maybe twice a day even. And it's just a lovely song. It's like a jazz, indie. I mean,
there's a little bit of hip-hop as well, isn't it?
Yeah,
it's just a little bit trippy.
Yeah, and it's got like, I don't know if you've seen the music video, but it's a bit hurts your head. Yeah. And I just love this song, the vocal melody. She's got a great voice. They didn't bring it out too long ago as well.
Well, I tell you what, let's play it.
Yeah,
let's let all these guys hear it. And if you want to tweet us at DemonFM, let us know what you think of the song. Nothing bad. It's all be positive, boys. Let's be nice.
Well, I know you're going to love it anyway.
I've listened to it like a few times already. This is a song called Lock It by Krull. So, as we let this play out now, this beautiful, beautiful song, let's just have a little chat about what it means to you as a song. Why you enjoy it so much.
Well, like I said, it was just one of those songs. I don't know where I've heard it. It would probably be in Spotify daily mixes, because sometimes you get some real like golden bangers up from that.
Yeah.
I've heard the band from a mix between Boston and New York. Lila is the lead singer. She got people together to help her create an EP through college, and you know, obviously very talented musician.
Nice.
Yeah, it just sounds great. It just really resonated with me when the first time I listened to it.
Cool.
And ever since, just...
It's just a really cool song. I feel like you're able to just sit, chill out.
Yeah.
Not really worry about anything. Like, you can literally just sit there with a cup of tea and you just have it playing nicely in the background. It's one of those songs.
Yeah, I mean, I constantly listen to music, like a lot of heavier stuff as well. Something a bit like... So sometimes it's nice to just have something that... You know, soothe your headache a little bit.
Yeah, man. Like that's like super chilling. In my opinion, I love it.
Yeah, it's interesting. Like sounds as well. Interesting. It's quite experimental. You know. Like the whole EP. If you get a chance, you know, give it a listen. You know.
Yeah.
Can't really plug these guys enough because they're great.
Really. Yeah, man. Like that is just something that I love when it comes to music, that you can just sit there and not have a care in the world.
Yeah.
And you can just sit there and listen to music. And just generally take in a bit more of life.
Yeah.
Without caring. You just sit there and let the world go by. And it's one of those tracks that almost feels like everything's moving past you.
Yeah, definitely.
It's definitely really cool.
It is cool, isn't it? It's a very cool, band.
Like, I'd recommend anyone to go and check out the video for that song, because that like made me spin, but it also like fits the music really well.
I don't know how they did it. They must have had some like sort of camera,
like crazy fish.
Yeah, they just took it. I don't know. But if you fancy your brain turning inside out a bit,
go check it out. It's on YouTube. It's what is it called again? It's Lock It by Krull.
Yeah.
Now, just before we move into the last segment of our show, we're going to drop you another track. This is by a personal favourite of mine. This is Blossoms with I Can't Stand It. So this is a bit of our show that we're going to be doing every time we're on. We're looking to just try and get new tracks out there. Songs that maybe people haven't heard that have been released in the last month or so. Obviously on the timescale, we're on air every 2 weeks, so we don't have instant access some weeks. So we might be going back a couple of weeks, maybe a month or so. Before we get into our new track segment, bless her, Ellis's mum says hello.
Hello. She's actually just sent me a message that said, I'll get you some cheese strings and soggy toast. So thanks, mum. Appreciate that.
So yeah, our new track, essentially, we just want to get people listening to new music. People listening to songs that maybe they've not really explored before. Bands they've maybe never listened to.
What a brilliant idea.
What a brilliant idea.
I'm
a genius. So this time is some of my friends from home. I've known the drummer of this band since I was maybe 13. When I played in a band back at home, he played in a band called The Image. I was in a beautiful band called the In Vitro Babies.
Great name. Love it.
We were all like 13, 14, thought we were hardcore. Really were. but then Matty, the drummer of this band, moved across to The Blinders. They're a three-piece from Doncaster originally. They all moved over to BIM in Manchester to go and explore and see basically chase what they wanted to do and live life to what they wanted to do. And they've absolutely smashed it, to be fair, mate.
Gone for it. It takes a lot of guts to just
up roots from Doncaster, moved over to Manchester, set up shop and absolutely killed it. They dropped an EP in 2016 called Hidden Horror Dance, which has got some absolute bangers on. And then they've just released in September their debut album called Columbia.
What, this is September just gone?
Yeah, September just gone.
Okay.
September 21st, I believe.
Okay.
They dropped that, and amazingly, they managed to reach 54 in the UK album charts. As a debut album, as a group of like 21, 22-year-olds.
That's insane.
That's pretty damn good.
That is pretty good.
And I mean, hats off to those guys. Tom, Charlie and Matty have absolutely killed it.
What do you like about this band? Why are you?
It's one of those bands where you can go and just party.
Yeah.
I saw them at the Cookie 2 years ago-ish. I've seen them twice in Leicester, both at the Cookie. Okay. The first time, absolutely brilliant. And cracking night out.
I suppose they've probably came a long way since then. 2 years.
Yeah, two years. They've come a massive way. And then I saw them in May, just gone. It might have been a bit earlier than May.
Okay.
I saw them when I was in my second year. Yeah. Yeah? Yeah, no, it was February. Beginning of February. February 5th, 2018, I saw them.
Okay.
Very identical.
Direct.
Yeah. And what a night. Like, that was even better. They just released one of their best singles, in my opinion, called L'état c'est moi, which means I am the state in French. It's something from the French Revolution.
Any of them French?
No. They're all proper Yorkshire born and bred.
Oh, like, nice. Pretentious. Never hurt anyone, did it?
No. Brilliant. They're absolutely smashing lads. But yeah, just seeing them evolve from when I was like 16. From seeing Matty develop from when I was like 13, 14, seeing him now hitting this point where they're like, they've had their music played on Match of the Day, Soccer AM,
like
they've had
proud
it on adverts. Like a proud mum. But not quite a mum, but a pal that'll go out with
not
them.
As proud as my mum, though.
No, your mum's very proud. But no, like, a lot of their music's a lot more political.
Yeah.
It's very driven at, we don't like the way the world is.
Is this a
Let's
recent thing, or have they always...
They've always sort of had, like, a political gem in their music. It's fantastic as well. It's cracking songwriting.
Yeah.
I saw them in an interview with Radio 1, and they were discussing how they came to write so many good tracks on this album. And they were just like, we learned how to make a chorus.
Yeah.
And I think
that's an important bit, isn't it?
It's the bones of music. If you can have a slapping verse and a slapping chorus.
Yeah, it just needs a top line that slaps, you know, something cool, something a bit, you know.
Something that's there.
Yeah.
They were like, yeah, bands like The Blinders, not The Blinders, Blossoms, Frank Carter and the Rattlesnakes. Like, basically, there's big bands that are able to write this. They've taken a lot of inspiration and gone, how do they do it? Now let's try it in our own way. And in my opinion, they've made an absolute cracking album. I can't remember exactly how many tracks are on there, but I guarantee I can dance to a good like 90% of them. I'll pop the vinyl on at home, put the kettle on, and I'll have a boogie around for a bit. It's one of those. It's just one of those songs that's absolutely banging.
Great.
This is the track of the week. This is a song called I Can't Breathe Blues. And this is brought to you by The Blinders, straight out of Manchester. They're currently on a massive tour as well that finishes
UK
soon.
Or
UK.
Yeah, nice.
Like 22 dates, and they've sold out countless ones.
Slogging it, then.
Absolutely smashing it, mate. Like, I cannot fault them. So, yeah, this is the I Can't Breathe Blues by The Blinders. That was The Blinders with I Can't Breathe Blues.
What up?
Demon FM.
And that's not our song. That's for the next show. So, yeah, that was The Blinders with I Can't Breathe Blues. An absolute banger, in my opinion. I was having a good old dance around the studio.
Yeah, I'd say I enjoyed that.
Yeah, imagine it live on a big scale. Like, mega.
Blow your head
like, they're playing with Blossoms next year on their big gig with, like, Cabbage and all those boys.
Yeah, that's where I fit them. That's where I pigeonhole them.
Yeah. So, we've got a couple of minutes now to just read some of the best tweets we've had today.
Let's do
In response to our, like, our favourite gig tweet that we put out there, she called Doris, or is it Chloe Amelia? What are we going with here?
Let's call her Doris.
We'll call her Doris. At Chloe Amelia 4. Kasabian at the King Power in 2016 after winning the Premier League.
I remember that. I was there myself.
Just a huge party, apparently.
Yeah,
it was happy big. As a community. And again, Doris has tweeted about the song that sums up the indie genre for her. And it's Come a Little Closer by Cage the Elephant, which is an absolute banger.
Can agree. I can
wholeheartedly agree with Cage the Elephant there. Sean Artist says hello as well. Hello, Sean, you beautiful man. Linda says hi as well, despite not liking George Ezra.
That's fine.
She says she's enjoyed the show. She's allowed to be wrong.
Yeah, no, she's not wrong, actually. I feel like... It's okay. If we all had the same opinions,
we wouldn't be in a good world.
It would be a very boring world.
Exactly.
So good for you. And, you know, and that's fine.
That's fine.
Sorry.
We love it. Rant. It's okay. Right. We'll see you in a couple of weeks. We've had a great time, haven't we, Ellis?
I've had a lovely time.
And I hope everyone else that has been listening has enjoyed themselves. In the next show, we'll have Tom and Tim from Timmis in the studio with an interview. And a special live track recorded from their most recent gig. It's been a pleasure.
Kick back with the